They don't want to actually do something that's difficult. It's like, hey, let's go run a mile. I don't want to run, you know. Look, running's hard. But at the end of the day, hey, we're supposed to run the race. Isn't that what the Bible says? I think that's why God made running so hard. Because he wanted to use it as an analogy in the Christian life. It's like, dude, running is rough. Running is hard. Running is difficult. Running hurts. I mean, in fact, running hurts about like 10 seconds into running. If you're out of shape, it's about 5 steps or something, you know. You start sprinting, and at first you're like, oh, this isn't bad. And then immediately it's just like pain. Just like right in the side, right? It just gets me in the gut, like immediately. It's just like, oh, man. Then your legs and your feet and your joints, and you just feel every single age, every single year of life that you've ever gone through. You feel it in every part of your body instantly. And look, even if you're an experienced runner, I've talked to many experienced runners, they say it still hurts. Now, if you're an experienced runner, if you're doing it often, it gets better. It can get easier. You can do it more. You have more stamina. And so that's why it's important. Hey, when you're already running, just be steadfast. Because if you quit, it's going to be really hard to get back on that track. It's going to be even harder to get back to running. But look, running is difficult. There's pain. There's opposition. It's not fun necessarily. It can be taxing. It's tiring. Oh, I'm just tired. I'm tired of the drama. Well, you know what? Everybody that's running is tired. That's the whole point of running. Running makes you tired instantly. But you know what? You just have to push through. You just keep going. You're running for that prize. Only one's going to receive that prize. And you know what? You're supposed to just look at your buddy and say, let's go. When it comes to running. What does it say in Hebrews 13:13? Let us go forth, therefore, unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach.